Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by today's message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In today's episode, David teaches on being led by the Lord. In Romans chapter 3, verses 26 to 28, the Apostle Paul reminds us of the remarkable truth that God is both just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. It's a message of redemption and grace, a beacon of hope for all who seek salvation. And in Romans chapter 4, verses 2, 3, 19, and 20, we encounter the compelling narrative of Abraham, the father of faith. His unwavering trust in God's promises becomes a powerful testimony of righteousness through faith, inspiring us to reflect on our own journey of faith and reliance on Jesus. Join David as he unpacks the richness of these verses, exploring the profound impact they can have on our lives today. Now, open your Bibles to Romans chapter 4.
I was just, this last Sunday for me was an incredible day, because I was just saying, Lord, just thank you that you chose me, thank you that you planned my life for me, thank you for all the things that you've done, absolutely everything, good and bad, everything, I love you for it, Lord, and can never thank you enough for the planning. You see what I'm trying to say? For the planning in my life, the way that you worked everything out for me, and where I was moved to, what I was called to do, and everything. And I can't think of anything that I was looking back. I was saying, Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you for that. I thank you for what you did in my life, everything. And the bad, as well as the good. And you know, people question sometimes, why have you, in your position, why have you had cancer twice? But those cancers changed my life, both of them. The prison changed my life. I don't regret the prison. I don't regret the torture. I don't regret spending a year in that terrible prison. It all had a powerful impact. Just like going to Jerusalem when I hadn't the money to attend that conference in Jerusalem, and I was determining what could I do. And I realize now I should have asked the Lord for the money, but I didn't. I said, I want to do the hard way and go by road. But that, if God had given me the money and I'd flown out there, I would have never had this ministry, because it was opening my eyes, traveling behind the Iron Curtain to see the situation that opened it up. And then all of this led me on, because the verse that basically the Lord gave me that day in reading is basically it's from Romans 4, and it's in verses 20 and 21, and it's talking about Abraham. And then I got involved into this because it says in verse 20, and I'm reading from the Authorized Version, Abraham didn't stagger, didn't question the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and was fully persuaded that God would do what he promised. Now, I preach on faith, and I preach a lot, and I'm, as you know, when I received the Holy Spirit, Paul says, covet earnestly the best gifts. And I said, look, I'm not bothered about the vocal gifts, and I'm not even bothered about miracles and healing. I want the gift of faith. And, you know, how the Holy Spirit led me into that, because it seems that wasn't my choosing. But I need faith, and I live by faith. And despite that, somehow I was challenged in a new way as I was sitting down and reading the scripture where it's speaking about Abraham, and he's saying he didn't stagger, he didn't question the belief. He didn't waver. He didn't waver, but at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was so strong in faith, giving God the glory, and he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he would do. Well, you know, it comes back. I have to look back at the beginning of Romans 4 for this, because in chapter 3, it's looking at all of the faithful ones, and he says in verse 28 of chapter 3, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Because in verse 27, where do you boast? You can't boast in works, because there is a different law. It's the law of faith. And then he goes on to verse 29, is he the God of the Jews only? No, he's not only the Jews, but also the Gentiles, seeing it's one God. So how does God justify us in this? And in chapter 4, it's going on to say that Abraham discovered if he was justified by the work that he did, or what? In verse 3, it's absolutely clear. Abraham believed God. And the more you look at this part of Scripture, the end of Romans 3 and in chapter 4, the whole question is, how did Abraham inherit the kingdom? Was it because of his obedience to the law, the Jewish law, or was it by faith? Because how are we placed as Gentiles? Do we have to keep the law, the biblical law, the Hebraic law, the Ten Commandments, but all the other laws? No, we are not saved by that, because what happens here is quite very clear in verse 3. What does the scripture say? It says, Abraham believed God, and that was accounted for righteousness. So he was saved. Even Abraham in the Old Testament was saved by faith, not by the keeping of the law. It even suggests that he wasn't circumcised until after this. That he wasn't saved by the circumcision, by the keeping of the law. He was saved by faith. And it was the righteousness he had came by faith. And that's the same with us. Our salvation is not by what we do. We don't work out our salvation and earn it by our works. Our salvation comes purely by faith, that Jesus paid the price for our sin, and that's it. And so what I was looking at is, and in a way it was some comparison between with my life. No, I'm not saved by what I've done. I don't go to heaven because I've been an evangelist. I don't go to heaven because I served God and the things I do, the miracles that I see and the people I bring to know the Lord. No, I'm not saved by that. I'm saved by faith. And suddenly this became a challenge to me. Because as I was reading it, you look at Abraham. What kind of a faith did he have? Look, you've got to go back into chapter 4, verse 17, as it's written. God had promised that Abraham would be the father of many nations. Before even the message of salvation, he believed that. But Abraham and Sarah, his wife, were childless. And yet, despite this, Abraham still believed, and that he would become the father of many nations. And verse 19, he didn't become weak in faith because of his age. He was about 100 years old, and with a man to father children age 100, just takes some kind of a miracle. And he wasn't either, he didn't waver in faith because of Sarah's age, because you know women past childbearing age. Despite all the things against it, which said that it was impossible, he held on to belief that what God said, he would do it.
This year, in Poland, we need your support to continue making a positive impact on so many lives. Your generosity can help us expand our outreach and provide spiritual guidance and support to those in need. Our God is about to do great things. His power is on the increase. And he wants to demonstrate his power through you. In 1994, David Hathaway set out to win Siberia for Christ by signs, wonders, and miracles. Over 100,000 received Christ, and over 1,300 miracles of healing were recorded. Why Siberia is the amazing story of what happened and will challenge you to evangelize your city, your nation, and see God's power revealed through you. Why Siberia is now available on Kindle from Amazon. Or visit eurovision.org.uk/shop for the paperback edition of Why Siberia. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.